Today on The Travel Guys.
What are the most common reasons your luggage gets lost and how can you avoid them?
Look, we think we have found the ultimate travel pillow comfort. Yeah, it just might look a little strange using it.
Breaking news, the TSA is more popular than Congress. Of course, the weather in Sacramento is more popular than Congress, but we have the details.
A new website lets you shop your non-refundable airline tickets. Now, this is the left at the altar guy's dream come true.
All that, details on a great Panama Canal cruise, and your chance to win a Ruth Chris gift card. That's $100 worth of steak today on The Travel Guys.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
I'm a traveling man and hang a
road. Hit the road, Jack.
Riding on the city of New Orleans.
Kicks out on Route 66.
That's entertainment.
Let's go on with the show.
Oh, excuse me. I don't know what. My gosh, did you hear that? My voice has totally changed. Let me try that again.
Welcome to the Travel Guys.
I don't think there's anything I can do about
it. Are you losing your mind?
I think so.
Is this what happens to old radio guys? They just.
Okay. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the program. I'm Tom Romano, along with Mark Hoffman from Sports Leisure Vacations, and Clayton Whitehead, also from Sports Leisure Vacations.
What are you doing back for another week?
Oh, I just loved it so much last week, I couldn't resist.
Well, I want you to know, ladies and gentlemen, with the Sports Leisure Vacations and all that they have going on, it's really pretty difficult to get two of the principals in the studio at the same time, which must mean one thing and one thing only.
Yeah.
It's travel catalog time.
That's it. We've both been in town for 2 weeks, which is pretty much unprecedented. I think Clayton snuck away to Santa Rosa yesterday, but we're...
But I'm now another year older and wiser, so I've come to impart my knowledge upon you folks.
Did we have a birthday yesterday, did we?
We did.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, it's the last one he will have in this half century.
Well, all right. Congratulations,
Congratulations,
Clayton.
Mr. Whitehead.
There
all right,
go.
Mr.
You
Thomas.
Qualify maybe for some discounts now, won't he?
I'm just here for the Ruth Chris Steakhouse gift certificate.
Yes, listen up, folks. We have a way for you to win $100 at Ruth Chris a little bit later on in the show. Listen carefully. You know, the Kitty Know Your News quiz. Well, you know, we might have something kind of a variation on that. Speaking of news, Mr. Romano.
Yes, sir. You have some?
I do. I do have some news.
Okay, let's fire up the Mark Hoffman Quartet Trio and the band.
As we mentioned on the tease before the top of the hour, the majority of Americans believe that the TSA is doing a good job, according to a Gallup poll released Wednesday. In fact, the poll shows that 54% of the American traveling public thinks TSA is doing an excellent or good job of handling the screening responsibilities at U.S. airports. Just 30% rated the agency's overall performance as fair. Compare that to the public opinion of Congress, Thomas, which has a approval rating hovering around 16%. That means the TSA, the people who touch your junk, are 3.5 times more popular than the people who make the laws that allow them to do it.
That does not surprise me. And so you'll know, Mark, you are on the approval rating for TSA where?
I am on the approval rating for...
What is your approval rating for TSA,
what
is, Mr.
Where is
Traveler?
My approval? I think they do a really good job.
Right.
I don't have any... I got no qualms with them. Besides that, if I did, why would I go on the radio and say it? Would that not be the most... like one of the dumbest things that I had ever done? A Massachusetts town suggests that sewage on their beach came from a Holland America cruise ship. The room tag from the MS Mostom, a Holland America ship, was found last Saturday amid debris including rubber gloves, dental floss, contraceptives, personal hygiene items, and a urinal cake.
No,
according to the Daily Item, a local newspaper in a town located about 15 miles from Boston, the Lynn Township official told the Daily Item the sewage appeared to be similar to what is released from a ship's waste holding tank. Holland America told CNN it doesn't think the debris came from its ship, but the cruise company intends to investigate the incident to make certain. Apparently, they know their poop from other people's poop.
Now, I would imagine is there a hefty fine for this kind
Well, there
of
is.
Activity?
Back in 1998, Holland America pleaded guilty to felony charges and was placed on probation for 5 years after one of its ships dumped an oily mixture from the ship's bilges off the Alaskan coast. They paid $2 million for that.
Wowie zowie.
Yeah. Okay. So this could get to be expensive. Listen, Wednesday was a bad day to be a flight attendant. Four flight attendants on three separate flights were injured and taken to hospitals Wednesday. Turbulence was cited as the cause of two of the injuries, while a spilled hot drink was blamed for the other two. What this basically spilled hot drink, that could happen to anyone. That was on an overseas flight, by the way. Mm-hmm. So that's something that they're going to have to take care of on board the plane, which they did. The other thing that it really points out, the whole turbulence thing, Tom, is that if you're on an airplane, like when you're in a car, fasten your seatbelt, because that's what happens when the turbulence hits. It will throw anybody who doesn't have a seatbelt on against the ceiling of the airplane.
Now, the flight attendants, unlike the passengers, oftentimes, though, have to get up and move around, and so they're in a little bit more jeopardy.
That's exactly. Whereas, you know, at the beginning, when the flight takes off and they're kind of getting up, getting ready to do the refreshment thing and stuff, it's past 10,000 feet, but they won't let you up yet. That's the time, both up and down, when these things occur. Clay, have you ever had any bad turbulence on a flight?
Yeah, and actually have seen that unfortunate soul who didn't have his belt on go up and hit the ceiling of the plane.
Yeah.
It was on a charter flight between Atlanta and Nassau.
Really?
In the Bahamas during a terrible thunderstorm. So I'm a believer. I always keep my seatbelt fastened.
I remember pulling up to a gate one time. We were pulling up to the gate, some airport. Don't remember which one it was. Now, I want to say Dallas. Plane stops about 20 or 30 feet short of the gate. Then he started up again and went about 10 feet and slammed on the brakes. I mean, an airplane on a runway, hadn't been going very far, hit the brakes suddenly. If you hadn't had your seatbelt on, you would have ended up banging the seat in front of you. I mean, that's how much force is involved there. All right, here's a little bit lighter story. Six baby owls have checked into the Marriott Hotel near the San Francisco airport. Six adorable baby barn owls. I think there's a link to this on our website at travelguysradio.com. Instead of moving the freeloaders, the San Francisco Airport Marriott Waterfront Hotel has welcomed them and started naming them their long-term guests.
Are they getting Marriott reward points?
You'll go to the hotel soon if you will see Hoot, Nanny, Al, Peter Townsend, Robert Plant, Hedwig, and Archimedes.
Sounds like the artists on the Olympic closing ceremonies tonight.
When the hotel discovered the owl nest on the 11th floor concierge balcony, staffers called a wildlife expert at the San Mateo SPCA for advice. The expert confirmed that the owls are barn owls and are protected native birds of prey. In other words, the owls aren't going anywhere. Even when we're sold out at the San Francisco Airport Marriott, the owl family is not relocated to another property, hooted the hotel general manager in a press release.
That was an awfully cute travel story.
Yeah, well, I think that's kind of cool. Yeah. Six owls. All right. Hotels. Mr. Clayton points this out to me, that hotels are cashing in on the 50 Shades craze all over the country, including at Portman's Heathman Hotel. This is actually over the river in Vancouver. You can add on thing called the Inner Goddess Addiction, Clayton. It costs about $40, but only includes a bottle of Pinot Gris.
Well, you have to read the book, which I have not done, but I have a few lady friends who have, and they've been very liberal in sharing the story with me.
Here's a 27, not on the radio, here's a $2,750 Charlie Tango No Limits package. Includes far more: appetizers, white wine for six people, a hotel tour of the city, roses for the ladies in the party, dinner at the hotel, and limo transfers.
And the all-important helicopter tour. Did you say that?
I did.
Charlie Tango is the name of the helicopter in the book, The Shades of Grey.
I see.
I guess
I have my homework assignment for the week.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. When they start offering the Moby Dick deal where, you know, the harpooning and the... I'm not in on that.
That's a travel news for today. When we come back after the break, we are going to tell you about this amazing travel pillow. I have one right here. Just came in on Amazon. Does this look like a travel pillow to you, Thomas?
Well, maybe after you blow it up.
Yeah, well, we will do that right after the break. We are the Travel Guys on KFBK.
Welcome to the program. We are the Travel Guys on KFBK. I'm Tom Romano. There's Mark Hoffman from Sports Leisure Vacations. You know, Mark, one of the things that's most important to me when I'm traveling is my pillow.
Are you one of those folks, Tom, who schleps his pillow on the airplane?
I do if I can, and then if I don't have mine, then I'm sure hoping I could get a comfortable one. Tell us about our guest this afternoon.
Well, our guest is somebody who maybe has gotten past that mystery of whether or not you have to schlep your pillow on the plane or just wake up with a broken neck on the other end of the flight. Joining us is Ann Banas. Ann is the executive editor at Smarter Travel, and our listeners are, of course, familiar with Smarter Travel. Ed Perkins writes for them, who is a regular on this program, and a lot of good information can be found at smartertravel.com. Ann, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So, Ann, we have this amazing, you know, you would think a pillow is a little thing, but when I see folks in the airport, grown adults, schlepping their pillow, and you know what's funny is you see some people look at people who have the pillow, like a college kid that's going home or something, and they kind of look at it longingly, like, oh, that's ridiculous, but they really wish they'd brought theirs.
Yes.
So you guys have found a way to resolve this issue. Tell us about the travel rest pillow.
Right. Well, at Smart Travel, we review a lot of products, and, you know, we have reviewed things for in-flight comfort quite often. And, you know, travel pillows are very difficult. You know, they're first of all awkward a lot of times, you know, as you mentioned. They blow up, you know, you have to pull it out. And so you kind of want to find a pillow that's both comfortable and is kind of low on the dork factor. And the travel rest pillow is one.
I think that's kind of important, the dork factor. That's kind of what I was referring to.
Yeah, it's very important. And when our latest writer who had reviewed this pillow, she went on a very long haul trip, and I think that is a testament to a pillow that can stand up to going very far away. You know, we're not talking about a 2 or 3 hour flight. We're talking, you know, a multi-leg international flight. And this pillow came out with flying colors.
Now, people that fly, of course, are very familiar with the pillows that you can purchase in the gift shops or you can get other places before you fly, both the inflatable type that look like a horseshoe. Now, for those that aren't necessarily in front of their computer, that might be driving around listening to this program, can you describe it for us?
Right. Well, if you're looking at, you know, your typical horseshoe pillow, I mean, sometimes they don't offer a ton of neck support. You know, you really have to get one that's right for you. The travel rest pillow is actually a completely different shape. So rather than trying to keep your head in a forced upright position, it allows you to kind of lie towards your side a little bit, which is a little bit more natural and a little more comfortable.
Now, what about, does it keep your head from bobbing up and down? Because that is my big problem on the airplane. You know, I must look like a bobblehead doll that they give away at the ballpark, because about every 5 minutes my head seems to snap up.
I don't know
if it will completely prevent that, but the way this pillow is structured, it comes around you more like a seatbelt. It's not, you know, it's not, like I was saying, one that is trying to force you into the position you're already at, which is, you know, uncomfortable when you're in an airline seat. I mean, you don't have a lot of places to put your body because the seat width and the pitch is so tight. You don't have a lot of wiggle room. This pillow allows you to kind of rest your head to the side, and you're basically, if you kind of picture it looking like a seatbelt, you're kind of leaning against that seatbelt in a way that's a little bit more natural, a little more comfortable than some of the other pillows kind of would force you into.
So in combination with the right eye patch, with the right eye cover, you might actually, and maybe some earplugs, you might be able to get a little sleep on an airplane.
You might. And, you know, there's one thing that I would like to say sort of as a qualifier is, you know, travel pillows are very personal. You know, one that works for someone might not work for somebody else. However, you know, a lot of them aren't very good. So you don't want to spend a lot of money. You know, you want to try a bunch of different things and figure out what works best for you. This particular pillow is a good value. Caroline, who tested it most recently, Caroline Costello is our writer for this. She only paid about $25, $26 for this. So it's a pretty good investment for something that, you know, may or may not be the perfect fit for you.
I would say if you wake up with one less crick in your neck over the course of that pillow's career, why it probably would have paid for itself, wouldn't you, Tom?
I do. Yeah, absolutely. And then the other question is it washable?
Well, this particular pillow, you can actually get a cover for it.
Mm-hmm.
So it has, you know, if you're concerned about that, I would get the cover. And the cover is actually a little more fleecy than the pillow itself. So it's, you know, for a few extra bucks, you get a little bit of extra comfort. And that's something you can just throw right in the wash when you get back from your trip.
Marvelous.
I see. I think, Ann, I think you've helped us solve a mystery here. We are going to have to give this pillow a try.
All right, and you can go to travelguysradio.com. We're going to have a picture of the pillow there, Mark?
We'll have a link for you there and tell you all about how you can get one of these wonderful travel rest pillows. And we'll tell you a little bit more about the travel rest pillow when we come back from the break.
Or maybe we won't go to the break. Maybe we'll just come back right now.
Okay, I am a break. I'm having a break.
Well, it's
I'm always on break.
I apologize for the sound quality of my voice on that. I don't know what went wrong there, but
it sounded,
it's unusual that the person
like
on the phone sounds better than the commentator. Okay, so the smart pillow, the smarter whatever pillow.
Mark has it.
I've got it right
Clayton,
here. It's called the Travel Rest Pillow.
Clayton, why don't you kind of give the listeners
you
a...
You unroll it.
Well, it's about a yard long.
Yeah.
So it's a lot bigger than your
like
standard
an
pillow.
Looks like an elephant trunk, wouldn't you say?
It does.
I would say. Okay, so you the way you inflate this is, Tom, there's a valve here, and you it's just a, I mean, it's not even something that you pucker up to. You just kind of blow into it. It takes three, here, I'll do it.
Okay, one puff, two puffs, and.
Wow, two. Full two. On two.
All right.
Okay, so.
Now, I think that probably the key is to not overinflate it.
I think so. It looks kind of like a candy cane would be a good description mm-hmm. of.
And I think what makes it ingenious is it's got some ropes connected to it, so you actually affix it to the air seat.
Exactly.
Because anyone who's tried to sleep with a pillow, you know that if you are lucky enough to go to sleep, when you wake up, the pillow's gone. But this will keep the pillow right in place.
This will, yeah, there's that might be the most important part of this, Tom and Clayton, is that, look at here, you can put this over the chair. You can put these strings over the chair, and then the pillow kind of, picture if you hooked a candy cane on the side of your airplane seat. That's mm-hmm. kind of what it looks like. It's a little, there's a little more to it at the top than there is at the bottom. And here's kind of an interesting feature, which you were kind of marveling about when we came in, this strap that's on, that's
right.
Looks like a strap on the bottom. You, when you let the air out of this, and it's real interesting, you, when you to let the air out, all you have to do is just push this off, this button here, and literally the air just comes immediately out. So it, this would take like 10 seconds to, and it hooks onto your carry-on bag.
You just roll it up.
It rolls
and then...
up into a little tiny roll of maybe, what is it? 6-8 inches by a couple inches across, thick,
mm-hmm.
and it hooks right onto your carry-on bag. So I think this has some merit, Thomas. I really do.
Something about that, that it could also be very effectively used in an automobile for road travel as well.
Oh, good point. I didn't think about that. Like if you're in the back seat or mm-hmm. something like that, because it, as I mentioned in the interview, my problem is my head bobs around. And so
well,
and,
we won't go into that.
And my head bobs around, and it doesn't. And everybody has this problem. When you're on an airplane, your head tends to fall forward, and that wakes you up. So that's why United put those wings on the sides of the seat. So this is, in essence, kind of like putting one of the wings on the side of the seat. All right, I'm going to take this out on the road, you guys, and I'm going to try it out. When do
All
I have
right.
my next
we'll be,
long?
We'll be checking in with you to find out how that goes.
Unless I don't wake up, in which case I'll still be snoozing. And, as we go down the road.
And friends, be listening and watching TravelGuysRadio.com. For the Mark Hoffman bobblehead doll in the future.
All right. You want to win a $100 Ruth Chris gift card or even a $25 card to the Cheesecake Factory as our runner-up prize. Here's what you need to do. You need to call us at 921-1530 or 800-834-1530. We're looking for your most memorable hotel experience. Where's the place you stayed in your life that was the most memorable? You absolutely are dying to go back there. It can be cheap. Can be expensive, can be anything, but what's your most memorable hotel experience? Call in 921-1530, 800-834-1530. Tell us your story. If we put you on the air and you can answer a couple of trivia questions, you can answer your way up to $100 in Ruth Chris cash.
And I want you to know it's an easy trivia question because Mark made it up.
We are the Travel Guys, Tom, Mark, and Clayton. We'll be back after the news with Aaron right here on KFBK.
Sounds like the Dreadful Great to me.
Ah, yes.
I'm wearing my Jerry Garcia tie.
I'm wearing my Route 66 shirt, one of the many shirts in the Hoffman Route 66 wardrobe, I might add.
I love that one.
One for every day of the week,
it's
at
extensive.
Least. Or every day on
where
the
do
road.
Where do you get yours?
Yeah.
At gift shops along the way. I pay way more than I should for them, and they're generally poorly made and from foreign countries, and I don't care. I mean, it's just... Yeah. Remember when Bob Graswitch used to wear, that used to drive him crazy when people called him Bob, and I didn't really like him that much, so Bob.
no shame.
What do you mean when you didn't?
Bob used to wear these, Bob used to wear these Hawaiian shirts all the time, you know. And then
I worked with Bob.
Then he got married, and I think his wife went to work on him, but anyways. Enough of Bob. Aaron, listen, we went to the mailbag after the show last Sunday, and here was this message from Tom and Joan, whose last name shall remain anonymous to protect their privacy. We are longtime listeners and first-time callers.
That sounds Rush Limbaugh.
We were prompted to write you a quick note to say we really enjoy when your news gal chimes in on the show. What charisma she has. Have you ever met her?
Oh, no.
My wife, Joan, is a big fan of hers. They refer to as it. It's a really nice addition to an already wonderful and informative show. Keep up the good work.
Wasn't that sweet? Really nice.
I have a question for Aaron. Do radio personalities have headshots?
I think some do. I do not.
Oh, well, then no autograph picture for Joan. Sorry about that.
I know. That's a good idea.
You're first
really
members
sweet.
Of your fan club.
I know. Oh, that's really nice. Thanks,
now,
Tom.
Go in there
and
make sure nothing happens with the closing ceremonies at the Olympics.
I'll try not to. Okay. Make it go back.
Aaron Haight. All right. We have got a contest going on here on the Travel Guys this afternoon. We're going to talk to some of you, 921-1530 and 800-834-1530. The question is, where did you stay? Where's the one place you stayed in your life that was the most memorable? And then if you can give us a good story and we still have you on the air and go from there, why, we'll see if we can get you up to a $100 Ruth Chris gift card. Thomas, we got some callers there?
We do. There we go. Let's bring on Dorothy from Sacramento. Dorothy, welcome to the program. You're on with the Travel Guys.
Thank you.
Well, tell us about where you stayed and what your experience was like.
My experience, and it was just a couple of weeks ago, was at the beautiful Oregon Gardens Resort. It's up near Silverton, Oregon, east. It would be east of Salem, Oregon. So it is within a driving distance from Sacramento. And not only do you get to visit the beautiful garden resort, it's got lovely, they almost look like condominiums, the overnight stay, but you also get access to the 80-acre Oregon Gardens, and it's a botanical park, and it there's a package deal. If you stay Sunday through Thursday, it's $100 per couple. They have a beautiful pool. You get a bottle of wine, daily breakfast buffet, and dinner. You get to order off the dinner menu. You don't have to have like a special, you know, early.
Sounds like a pretty nice package, Dorothy. I'm familiar with that property. It's right. It's a partner of the Oregon Gardens up there, which now are about close to 15 years old, I guess. Now they're probably starting to sprout up pretty well.
It's very developed, and it also has a Frank Lloyd Wright house on just adjacent to the property. And one of the neat things, if you stay at the resort, you have access before the public. Of course, it's free. It's included with your overnight stay to the garden, so you get to stay late or enter early, and you can just walk from the resort to the gardens, and it's just gorgeous.
Dorothy, congratulations for finding not only a place that sounds like was very special for you, but at a price, dare I say, with all of that stuff included. That sounds like a heck of a good deal. And for folks who are listening here, we're talking about a spot that is just outside of Salem, Oregon. So you get a little bit away from metropolitan areas, and you can find some really, really good deals. Dorothy, are you ready to try to take the trivia challenge?
Okay.
Okay. Here we go. This is really a tough one. At the beginning of every Travel Guys program, we play a theme song. Can you tell us one of the titles of one of the songs in that theme song?
On the Road Again.
All right.
Yay. Okay.
That wins you a $25 gift card. Now, for a $100 Ruth Chris gift card, tell us the name of a second song in that theme song.
Route 66.
All right,
there you go.
Boy, there you go. All right, Dorothy, hang on. We will get you a Ruth Chris gift card for $100. Are you married?
No, I'm not.
Oh,
good. Then you can take the three Travel Guys with you.
So maybe just Clayton this time.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
All right, Dorothy, hang on for a minute.
Thank you.
And we will get you your prize. Now, we still have another, believe it or not, Thomas, another Ruth Chris gift card to give away.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, what a generous
broadcast. So it's still possible to win, and there will be more trivia coming right up. Who's our next caller here?
All right. Let's go to Tyler in Rockland. Tyler, welcome to the program.
Hey, Tyler.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, pretty good. It's on the screen here. It says you had an experience at a Marriott in Thailand?
That's right. So this last April, I went to Phuket, Thailand, and we stayed at the JW Marriott there. It's a fantastic resort, the most beautiful pools you've ever seen. And we really had a great time. Golden sand beaches. The water is about 85 degrees.
Oh, my.
And they bring out two elephants every day. We were usually there when the baby elephant came out. And the other thing that's fantastic about it is, you know, the weather's just absolutely beautiful. And they also have a little couple chalets just right down on the beach where they've got Thai women who just give you a good pummeling massage. So it's a lot of fun right on the beach.
The old pummeling massage.
The old pummeling massage. Yep. How much is a pummeling massage on the beach these days, Tyler?
About $13.
About $13.
Not bad.
What would it cost you to stay in U.S. currency at the Marriott in Thailand?
Well, if you don't have points to do it for free, it's probably about $200 a night.
There you, Tyler's one of our points guys. See, you can tell right there. First,
go,
if you
Tyler.
Don't have good job, Tyler. Thank you. All right, Tyler. Let's give you an opportunity here to get some food cash here from the travel guys. Did you hear the trivia question to Dorothy?
I did, but she took my answers.
She
well,
did.
You know,
well,
you've got
Tyler,
one, two, three,
Tyler,
four,
there are,
five, six
there are
more.
Six more songs in that theme song. So if you could tell us one of the name of one of our in the theme song, but you can't hit Route 66 or On the Road Again, you will win the $25 card. If you could tell us two, you'll win the $100 card.
Both the ones I knew of.
If he just got a massage for $13, yeah. You know, he's already gotten a good deal.
Tyler, I'm sorry. Thanks for calling in. Thank you for playing, Tyler.
Okay, we will take some more calls. We're interested in talking to you about your most memorable hotel experience.
Where's the place that you stayed, like Dorothy, like Tyler, and everything from elephants on the property to just beautiful gardens and Frank Lloyd Wright next door? 921-1530 or 1-800-834-1530. We'll take a break and come back and go to our mailbag and also tell you about how you can get a refund on that non-refundable hotel bill. We are the Travel Guys. This is KFBK.
Classic 93.1, Bob Dylan.
You're having a flashback, Tom.
I know.
Sit in the corner, put a cold compress on your head.
Welcome, everyone. We are the Travel Guys and Entertainment. Mark Hoffman, Clayton Whitehead from Sports Leisure Vacations. Back to the program.
Hey, listen, I have from the mailbag here, Lucille from Davis sent us a note during the week, and she said she wants to know about getting a new passport. She's never had one, and hears you need pictures, and it takes about 2 months, and she'd like to hear from the experts on this subject.
All righty.
So, Mr. Whitehead, you're our international expert, man, so I'm glad you happened to be here. She's talking about getting it. You do a lot of international travel.
I do, and thanks, Lucille, for calling in. It's real easy to get a passport, but yes, you do need to give yourself a little bit of time, because inevitably, if you're in a rush, they will not be. You begin by going to any post office and asking for a copy of the form. However, you cannot turn them in at any post office. Only selected post offices have the certified staff to receive a completed application. So be sure and inquire at your local post office if they are certified to receive it. You do have to have those two special photos. These are not your favorite candidates or even a studio portrait, but a very specifically required photo that's available at places like some post offices.
Or like Holloway Travel Outfitters.
Walgreens, yeah, your local drugstore. I see she's in Davis. But
did I mention that you could get them at Holloway Travel Outfitters?
I was just about to tell him that, Mr.
Okay.
Mark. If you're willing to drive into town, our good friend John Holloway at Holloway Travel Outfitters, 1150 Fulton Avenue, that's between Hurley and Northrop, will be happy to give you a complimentary photo if you mention that you're a Travel Guys listener. Once you get that form filled out and add the pictures and add about $100, go back to that designated post office, turn it all in, wait about 2 months, and you will be set to travel.
Now, it says 2 months, but the reality is that that's kind of an outlier time. Is that, I mean, and if you sent your passport in October, would you get it back probably quicker than if you sent it in April?
Probably so, yes. It's obviously very much controlled by seasons. You know, more people travel in the nice weather seasons. And also, we're lucky in that the main place in America that makes passports is just 90 miles down the road in San Francisco.
So if you could, in an emergency, if you really needed a passport overnight, you could get your buns to San Francisco and make it happen that quickly.
It takes 24 hours. I mean, it is a long day, morning to evening, but you can walk it through in one day.
Wow. Wow. Thank you.
Just for those that may have never gotten a passport.
Yes, sir.
One passport good for all countries, or is it like a fishing license? You got to have special add-ons.
One passport good for all countries. However, some countries require a visa in addition to the passport, and that's just something you'd need to check with embassies or your local travel agent.
All right, Thomas, we got anybody on the phone there to talk to?
Yes, we do. Let's go to Lois on line one. Lois, well, let's see. You, which
going to
Kisidichi Paisan.
What was that all about?
Oh, she just came back from Italy. I thought
okay. Lois, did you say?
That was how are you? Lois, welcome to the program.
Hi, Lois.
Hi.
Welcome to the Travel Guys.
Thank you.
Hey, where did you go? Where did you stay? What was exciting about it?
Did you learn any Italian?
Florence.
Florence?
Yeah.
Did you see David?
Yes, of course.
Did you see all of him?
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah. Multiple Davids.
Let's not go there on this program. It's a family show. Lois, so tell us about this wonderful hotel that you stayed in.
Yeah, it was down near the main marketplace, and it was styled like a bed and breakfast. And the unusual thing was that it happened to be on Easter Sunday, and we heard some really loud drumming right outside our room, and we looked out the window, and here came a whole pageantry of people, men dressed up in the Medici costumes with all the bright colors and flags and drums, and it was a big formal ceremony that they do every Easter Sunday.
Wow. Easter's a big holiday in all throughout Europe, some countries more so than others. So it sounds like did you do that intentionally? Did you know that was going to happen, or was it just something you lucked into?
No, we lucked into it. We were actually a little concerned that it would be tough traveling in that area on Easter Sunday, but it turned out to be wonderful.
In Italy, that's such a family holiday. I think that they tend to stay home, which makes it a very good time for us to travel. High holy days in Italy and feast days of saints. Nearly every city over there or an even little village has a patron saint. You go on their feast day, you're going to have a parade and a lot of nice pageantry.
Lois, does your hotel have a name? You remember the name?
No, I don't recall the name. It was down near the main marketplace, but it was within walking distance of the Duomo, the bridges. It just was the museums, everything.
Tom, isn't this beautiful? In this day and age of TripAdvisor and GPS on your phone and everything, here's a lady who went to a wonderful hotel, and the beauty, I think, of her whole story is that she doesn't necessarily remember exactly what hotel it was or where it was.
That's great, Lois.
I think it's great. Hey, Lois, we still have a card to give away here. You want to take a shot at it?
Sure.
All right. In the Travel Guys theme song, there are 8 songs represented. 2 of them are Get Your Kicks on Route 66 and On the Road Again by Willie Nelson. Can you name another one of those 8 songs?
Traveling Man.
Traveling Man.
Very good.
Very good.
Who did Traveling Man?
Yeah.
You remember who did it?
Well, I remember it as...
that guy.
Rick.
You got it.
Ricky.
Yeah. Ricky Nelson.
Right
that
on.
Was it. Ricky Nelson.
Ricky
yeah.
Nelson. All right. That's a $25 Cheesecake Factory for the big box under the display floor. Can you name another one?
Oh, I can't think of another. I wish.
Oh, 3, 2, 1. All right. Well, Lois gets at least a consolation prize. So Julie will take care of you, and we will make sure that you get that next week. That's pretty good, Thomas. We got a small hotel in Oregon that I'm very familiar with, a big Marriott in Thailand, and a lady from Italy, from Florence, Italy, who can't quite remember the name of it, but just knows that it was an incredible experience. Thank you, listeners, for those terrific calls. We need to get back to the mailbag here before we run out of time. And let's see here. John from Sacramento asked last week, what's the better airline to Hawaii from Sacramento, Alaska or Hawaiian?
The better, I would think those are the only two.
They're the only two options. He's taking his family to Hawaii this Christmas, wants to know when he should make his hotel reservations for the best price. Clayton, you're more of an East Coast guy. Thomas, you're a Hawaii guy. You go once in a while.
I do. You know, first of all, Mark, which airlines would you prefer, Alaska or Hawaiian?
Well, this is a two-part answer. I prefer Hawaiian, But right now, we just priced airline tickets to Maui, and it depends. If you are going to Maui and you're not making a connection to an outside island, you're going to Maui and you don't take Alaska, you're going to pay quite a bit more.
Well, there you go.
Because Hawaiian is quoting anywhere from $50 to $200 more. If you're going to Honolulu or Kauai or the Big Island and you've got to connect it once you get there on Alaska, Alaska partners with Go Airlines, which has little tiny 50-passenger planes as opposed to Hawaiian Airlines. So there are some issues there. But if you're going to Maui, absolutely, Alaska for the dollar is better. You're going to give up a little bit of that Hawaiian sort of experience on the plane. But for a couple $100, I'm going to suggest to you, you could go to a really fancy luau and have a really nice dinner and still have $100 left over, get all the Hawaii you wanted.
Well, if you're going to, obviously traveling to Hawaii, as strange as it may seem, lots of people like to go when it's summer here, which makes no sense at all because you've got all this beautiful weather, particularly if you live in California. But if you travel to the islands in the cooler time during the winter time, except for the holidays, except for maybe at Christmas, it's probably less expensive.
Well, and there are two windows to go to Hawaii. One is the fall between Labor Day and Thanksgiving, and the other one is after spring break until Memorial Day.
I've only been to Hawaii twice, and both times, ironically, was over Christmas. So I don't remember much about prices. It's been some time ago, but I must tell people, if you're looking for a very meaningful but not a traditional holiday celebration.
Yes.
It's a super sweet place to be.
Yeah, I've been there on New Year's.
The question here was, when should he make his hotel reservations for the best price? And Hawaii is tremendously popular at Christmas time. So the answer is there is really no best price. What happens is the people who get there early get the less expensive prices, and as the inventory goes away, then the hotel judges on what they think they can get and raises and adjusts the price accordingly. So the economy is a little soft, but I would still tell you that you want to book Hawaii Christmas reservations before Labor Day. You will probably get your best price, because after Labor Day is when the whole world wakes up to Christmas and starts thinking about holiday travel accommodations. So if you make your plans before then, I think you will have a better shot at getting something cool. All right, we mentioned at the beginning of the program about a website where you could recover part of your lost hotel or airline reservation.
Let's say you're jilted at the altar.
Yeah.
And she decides to climb on a horse and ride off into the sunset.
Like this has happened to the Romano family, has it?
By God, none yet. And in fact, daughter number two, her wedding's coming up at the Betta Place up in Meta Vista. By the way, check it out at thebettaplace.com. I would bet you you'll have photos of Sarah's wedding there sometime after September 2nd.
So daughter number two is getting married the same place as daughter number one?
No, number one got married at the Roseville Victorian, and that we've put in that one aside, and they just bought their very first house in San Antonio.
We put it aside, the weddings, the marriage is still going.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, I'm just checking.
But if you are jilted and you do end up with some airline tickets somewhere.
Or some hotel reservations that you've paid for a package and you want to get rid of it.
Yes.
So we now have a website. It's called CancelOn. Let's travelers resell hotel reservations they can't cancel. And if you go there, you will find that there also is a place to be able to get your airline ticket. It's called changeyourflight.com.
So how does that work when airlines have already told you non-transferable?
Well, what happens, Tom, it's non-refundable, but it's not necessarily non-transferable. You can pay a fee of $150 or $250, depending on whether it's domestic or international. And you could change your ticket and put Clayton's name on it for that fee. And then Clayton could use, so if you had an international airline ticket that was $1,200 to get overseas and it cost $250 to change it and you had two of them, you might not be interested in the $950 times two credit, especially since one of those is in the name of somebody you don't care about anymore. Change them to two other people's names, and then they can use what's left of that credit.
Now, does this look like it's going to be a site for people to, two things? Number one, be able to sell airline tickets that they don't want to use, and for people like us that want to go shopping for.
We will put Ryan Quinn, our technological genius, on this and have an update for you. Just like the airline travel pillow, we will get back to you next week on that one.
Okay.
Also on the list here, how do you lose... Four ways airlines lose your luggage. Clayton, you know where airport bags go that get lost forever.
Absolutely. They go forever to Scottsdale, Alabama.
Scottsboro,
Alabama.
Is that where all of the dead luggage goes?
It's called Unclaimed Baggage Center. And after a bag with most U.S. domestic airlines has been missing in action for 13 weeks, if it's not been claimed or otherwise identified, it's sold in by weight, you know, just in giant lots. The airlines sell it by weight to the store. The store then opens all the baggage and has like a giant mall where all this stuff is put out for the public to come and buy.
They're really missing out. They should do like the storage locker guys do and have storage wars.
Now, do you guys know the ways that your bag most easily gets lost? One of it is your tag. The tag comes off. You don't have any ID and the tag comes off. You don't have the right ID. They open the suitcase. There's nothing in there. So put a copy, something with your name, address, phone number, copy of your itinerary would be a great idea.
Right. An ID inside the bag is more important than that little thing that hangs on the handle outside.
Next way it gets lost, the airline puts the wrong destination on it. Sacramento is SMF, but if you put SNF, it will go to
that
an entirely
San Felipe, Venezuela, and I've had a bag that has been there.
So you've got to pay attention when the person is tagging your bag and they're giving you that claim check and they're saying something, then you've got to be paying attention when the counter agent is saying, yes, Mr. Romano, your bag is going to LaGuardia. You've got to be paying attention, because otherwise that's the other way that it gets lost. Put your ID inside your bag. Make sure. Watch the person tagging your bag. Make sure that the tag says it's going to your destination.
Not your driver's license, I might point out.
There we go. All right, Clayton, Tom, thank you very much. Thanks to all of the rest of the gang that make the Travel Guys happen every week. We will be back next week. Sports Leisure Vacations will be, we're having our big preview day in a couple weeks. If you haven't made reservations, a few seats available at 4:15. For the 4:15 performance, call our office on Monday. We are the Travel Guys. Hour a week is all we ask.
Have yourself a fabulous week, folks. See you on the radio at Classic 93.1, 3 to 7.